things that you learn when you're living in Rome, Italy, is that a very popular form of greeting to fellow religious or to clergy is the word salve, as opposed to saying ciao or buongiorno. When you see religious, oftentimes people use that word salve, which is actually a greeting that goes all the way back to Imperial Rome. And it's a Latin word which is really rooted in the word health or wholeness. In other words, those imperial guards would say to one another, salve, they'd be telling each other to be healthy or to be whole. Of course, in the context of modern times and kind of its transfer over to kind of a greeting among religious, it really is notable that that word salve is really rooted in the word from which we get salvation. In other words, there's a transfer made to kind of a physical wholeness or a physical health of being over to a spiritual one, and in a way reminding each other that we are called to be saved, or we have been saved in Jesus Christ, and that the health of our soul or the wholeness of our soul is even much more important than that of the body, which inevitably is headed toward decline in this world. Today's liturgy of the word really highlights this mission of making whole, or the mission of salvation that God comes to bestow upon us in the gift of Jesus. In the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, it is filled with different images of healing or different images of salvation and of making whole. We hear of the desert blooming and teeming with flowers. We hear of strength being given to the weak kneed, of the blind seeing, of the deaf hearing, of the mute being able to sing, all of which are images of being made healthy or being made whole. Similarly, in today's gospel, in the healing of the paralytic, it's significant that the first gift that Jesus gives to the man is really a healing of soul by forgiving his sins. Again, marking out that this is the more important part, and that his physical healing and physical health that Jesus gives him in the miracle really is meant to be a sign of that interior spiritual healing which has taken place. For us then in the liturgy, as we were proclaiming together today, saying our God will come to save us, it really is a reminder for us that in our Advent journey, as we prepare to welcome Jesus into our hearts anew, that the mission of our life is to allow his salvation to penetrate our hearts so that we would be made spiritually whole, that we would be perfected according to our human nature, that we would be ready to greet Jesus at his second coming, and that our souls would be in a state to be able to truly welcome him into our hearts for all eternity. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward in this liturgy, as we are at the beginning of the second week of Advent, let's ask God for the grace that we would always see his salvation as the gift that marks out the journey of our life to be made whole, to be made spiritually healthy, and ready to receive and welcome the Lord. Amen.